morning. My guest this morning is Robert Flynn Johnson, and he will be telling us about the Degas exhibition that he has put together and will be opening at the Petaluma Center for the Arts this evening. Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Fine. Thank you. Tell us about this exhibit, which is your private collection and which is not only Degas, but also Degas and his circle, Mary Cassatt, Toulouse-Lautrec, and others.
Exactly. Well, of course, this began 40 years ago. The first work of art that I acquired was a small monotype, by Edgar Degas of a couple of trees. It was small, it was kind of the wrong medium monotype, and it was of trees, not a ballerina or whatever, but it was just beautiful and lovely, and that guided me on the road to this collection, this exhibition today. I've always found Degas the most fascinating and intellectually interesting artist of the 19th century. Degas was a very prolific artist, there were still works of art available to acquire, mostly in Europe, in the 1970s when I started building this collection.
Really? So you could go to an arts auction, let's say, and there among the other works?
Or a gallery. Now, I have to remind people that when they come to see the show, of which there's 109 works of art in the exhibition, it is not full of the big pastels and the paintings that you see at the National Gallery or the Metropolitan Museum of Art, because as I jokingly say, I'm a Johnson of the Manchester, New Hampshire Johnsons, not a Johnson of the Johnson & Johnson Wax Company. So this exhibition is a collection of works of art on a scholarly nature. These are the works of art that I could afford and I could find. But as I said, back in the 1970s, you could still buy a Degas drawing, not a print, but a drawing in Paris for $500.
Wow.
So, the works of art that are featured in this exhibition are I think, very beautiful works of art, but they're portraits of his family. There are studies after the antique. There are studies, drawings from life, life model studies. There are works of art after ancient sculptures that he saw in the Louvre in Paris. There are 21 drawings in the show. There are photographs by Degas. There are, because he was a photographer. People don't realize that. He was a photographer.
Really? I didn't.
There's one sculpture, and there's a number of prints by Degas in the exhibition, too. So all in all, about half the exhibition is by Edgar Degas, and the other half are by artists that were in Degas' circle, friends of Degas, in the 19th century in Paris. And there's a wide range of various works by various artists, as you mentioned before, Edouard Manet, Mary Cassatt, Toulouse-Lautrec, Paul Cézanne, etc. And so it really, this show is not just about Degas, it's about the whole milieu that Degas worked in this wonderfully creative period in Paris at the end of the 19th century.
In some ways, more difficult for the average viewer to see. I mean, the famous Degas works are in textbooks, they're in coffee table editions of Degas, but these are things that you can't find necessarily easily.
No, I mean, this is, as I always say, this is a scholarly collection acquired on a scholarly budget, on a scholarly salary. But the works of art are, there's explanatory labels on each work, and it really does give you a microcosm of Paris in the late 19th century. One of the things I'm really proud of is this exhibition of Degas, because it comes from a single source, just for me, was financially able to travel to smaller institutions around the United States. So this exhibition has been at the Frick Museum in Pittsburgh, the Portland, Maine Museum of Art. So it's a chance to have an artist that you normally would have a hard time seeing in most museums in any case come to a city like Petaluma, which I'm really, really proud of.
Excellent. Mr. Johnson, I wish we had more time for you to tell us more about the exhibit, but we are nearly out of time. So let's tell people that the opening reception is tonight, June 19th, at the Petaluma Art Center. And,
and it's important to mention that the show is on for a limited period of time, so it's only on through Sunday, the 26th of July.
Right.
So it's on for 6 weeks.
Great. Okay, thank you again. For information, on the telephone, 762-5600, online, PetalumaArtsCenter.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.